180. Initiation, Part 2. After 3 hours of putting up with the most humiliating exercises, I soon knew. When my friend muttered that we should leave, it was as if I had just put my words into his mouth. These fraternity guys must be queer in the head to make new initiates do such stupid things. As I queued up for the next event, I determined that I would quiet down my inner frustration and try to find an exit from the basement we were in. When I saw more than a couple of the older boys standing in one corner, I put two and two together and determined that that must be where the exit was. I nodded to my friend, and he understood. When they said go, we were both not as quick off the mark as we should have been. Instead, as the other boys ran past the group of older boys, we put to use the momentum we had gained and knocked them all down. Then we raced through the door that they were guarding. We fell into a beautiful room with a banquet table loaded with quite a lot of food. "Congratulations," all the boys yelled. We were wondering who would get tired of those stupid games first and try to get out. You won. It had been a trick, all of the stupid games. They just wanted to see who could put their mind to stopping the silliness. It was quite the thing. We qualified for instant acceptance into the fraternity, and they put our names down on paper at the very top. "I'll put all your troubles to rights if I really hurt one of you," I said. "We know, but it's the same test every year. Welcome to the frat house."